ser ju verkligen enkla, smarta genvägar till att må bättre.
These principles feel like these gentle giants that you have in your life with you, that are there at the right time, the right moment to avoid these glucose spikes from happening and help you heal in a very friendly and easy way. So they're summaries of the science made very accessible and easy to use. If you eat the foods in that meal in a specific order, you can reduce the glucose spike of the meal by up to 75%. So without changing what the meal is, that's just enormous, by changing the order. And for a lot of people, they will say things like, oh, I have low blood sugar, I need to eat something. But having low blood sugar is not a condition that you're born with. You know, it's simply a symptom of being on this glucose roller coaster. It's not something you have to live with.
Hej och välkomna till ett nytt år med din favoritpodd Hälsorevolutionen. Ja, du har hittat precis rätt podd för dig som vill leva starkt, rikt och hälsosamt. Jag heter Maria Borelius, vetenskapsjournalist och biolog, och bredvid mig, daram,
sitter... Jag heter Carina Lundstedt, jag är producent och förläggare. Och i höstas så fick ni börja lära känna Jessie Inchospey. Vi ska se hur hon själv uttalar sitt namn. Hon är fransyska men bor även i USA, så att det är liksom någonstans däremellan. Vi har redan släppt i november ett första avsnitt med Jessie, som du gärna kan lyssna på om du inte redan har gjort det. Jessie är biokemisten som blev glucose goddess och har över 1 miljon följare på Instagram. Hennes bok är såld till 38 länder as we speak, det kan vara mer. Och den håller på och förändrar människors liv där ute och människors sätt att äta. Och det här har ju inspirerat dig jättemycket också, eller hur, Maria?
Ja, men har du sett vad jag har här på armen?
Du har en liten rund klisterlapp, ser det ut som.
Ja, få upp den här under skjortan.
Ja, men gör det ont det där? Jag är ju lite nålrädd.
Ja,
men
det är ju en liten nål som går in, för att den måste ha en sensor. Och det är därför man sätter den i det här lagret på underarmen där man har lite mer fettlager. Mm. Nej, jag tycker inte det känns. Det är som en liten myra sticker den ungefär. Mm. Alltså pop, och sen är det klart. Mm. Man ska först ha väldigt ödmjukhet, för att det här är ju en måste-verklighet för många diabetiker. Mm. Men nu kommer det här som en möjlighet. Jag har ju bekostat det här själv. Mm. Så jag har liksom inte gått före någon i någon kö annans. Ja. Nej, men det är bara viktigt att påpeka. Det ska man ha respekt för. Min mamma hade diabetes 2. Mm. Det är en sjukdom med ärftliga inslag. Mm. Jag tycker det här är väldigt spännande att se. Och jag kan också notera att jag är mycket mer känslig för de här svängningarna än vad min man är. Som inte haft det här i släkten. Nej. Lite intressant. Så det kan vara genetiskt på det sättet. Och jag håller ju nu på att testa en mängd olika typer av mat. Mm. Som jag brukar äta. Och hittar faktiskt alla möjliga oväntade saker. Jag lär mig jättemycket. Mm. Vad tror du om det?
Nej, men alltså det är ju precis så som författaren Jessie också har gått till väga. Det här utforskande sättet att skriva som både du och jag älskar. Och det kan man ju fråga sig då, ja, men hur viktigt är det här med blodsockret och hur förändrar det vår hälsa om vi mer håller koll på våra glukosvärden och ser till att jämna ut kurvorna som Jessie pratar om. Och i förra avsnittet, det vill säga det förra med Jessie som kom i november, där får du höra ännu mer om varför det är så viktigt att hålla koll på dina glukosvärden. Eller varför du kan lära dig mer om att lyssna på dig själv. Mm. Och där var det någonting som liksom, om jag inte var nyfiken redan, så var det liksom, okej, nu pratar vi.
Du gillar det.
Mitt språk, att vi lär oss, vi får redskap att lyssna inåt. Mm. Det är, tycker jag, väldigt, väldigt coolt vad kroppen kan berätta för oss. Mm. För det är ju lite det som händer, att kroppen berättar om den går i taket eller inte, eller hur?
Precis, det gör den. Och ett sånt här verktyg där man tittar in i sig själv, eller jag går ju här med min åra-ring också, som tittar in i min sömn och min hjärtrytm. Ja. Och man kan ju säga, det handlar ju om att förebygga mycket sjukdom. Och det är ju inte bara diabetes två framförallt som drivs av de här blodsockertopparna. Utan det är ju alla de inflammatoriska sjukdomarna där riskerna ökar när blodsockret är väldigt mycket svajigt. Därför att det skapar den här låggradiga inflammationen så att vi har hjärt- och kärlsjukdom generellt. Övervikt. Alzheimer pratar man om som diabetes 3. Det vill säga att det finns en blodsockerkomponent. Vissa cancerformer vet man är känsliga för den här typen av insulintoppar. Så att det här är ju ett verktyg som är långt att kunna hantera sitt blodsocker. Det har man nytta av på väldigt många sätt.
Ja, och det här är ju ny forskning som Jesse Inchospay har sammanställt och gjort väldigt, väldigt konkret. För det är hennes mission att göra forskning tillgänglig för vanliga människor. Så hela hennes bok bygger på det här och den är då också uppdelad i 10 stycken hacks eller vardagsknep som vi ska borra djupare idag. Men det här med inflammation, man säger ju att 3 av 5 dödsfall i västvärlden är kopplade till inflammation. Mm. Och det är siffror då från Harvard University. Så att det är ju alarmerande, verkligen.
Ja, och långt innan dess så får vi ju massor med andra. Allt från rynkor till trötthet, till mood swings, till övervikt, till polycystic ovary syndrome. Alltså det är en mängd olika saker. Så att hon är ju ute och verkligen försöker förändra världshälsan här på sitt uppdrag.
Och det finns otroligt många vittnesmål nu, det är både i boken. Glukosrevolutionen som släpps den här veckan med författaren Jesse Inchospay som vi ska få möta här idag igen. Och det känns som en ynnest att få ge ut den här boken och att få prata med Jesse om detta spännande område.
Mm. Och här har vi henne.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Den här veckan så fortsätter vi vårt roliga sponsrade samarbete med Skinome, färsk hudvård. Produkter helt utan konserveringsmedel och andra onödiga tillsatser. Det här är ett svenskt hudvårdsföretag grundat av hudforskaren Dr. Johanna Gillbro. Och idag ska vi fortsätta prata om Skinomes innovativa solskyddsprodukter, eller hur Maria?
Ja, vi gillar ju båda att njuta av solen, liksom de flesta svenskarna. Solen är ju inte bara en källa till glädje och värme och ljus. Den är ju också vår främsta naturliga källa till D-vitamin, och det mår vi ju bra av. Och som alla vet kan för mycket solexponering medföra risker på grund av solens ultravioletta strålar, det vi kallar UV-strålning. Vi vet hur viktigt det är att skydda huden på bästa sätt. Och både Carina och jag har börjat använda Skinomes solskydd Sanne Malschen.
Ja, vår sponsor Skinome erbjuder 2 solskydd med olika solskyddsfaktor. Dels Sanne Malschen SPF 50+, och så den senaste nyheten Sanne Malschen SPF 30. Och båda de här ansiktsprodukterna går att använda som enda dagkräm om man vill. då de också innehåller både vårdande och återfuktande ingredienser samt prebiotika som stärker ditt mikrobiom.
Tänk på att applicera rikligt med solkräm just i ansiktet. Förutom att stärka skyddet mot cancer så kan du också minska risken för UV-inducerade ålderstecken. Och då talar vi om rynkor, pigmentfläckar och brustna blodkärl. Skinoms senaste nyhet, Sun Emulsion Solskyddsfaktor 30, innehåller också en innovativ ingrediens från den svenska västkusten. Vi talar om algika som tillverkas just av alger. Studier visar att algika förstärker den solskyddande effekten av UV-filter och skyddar huden mot miljörelaterade luftföroreningar.
Ja, det här är innovativt. Skinoms solkrämer passar både barn och vuxna, även de med känslig hud. Om du blir osäker på om du ska ha solskyddsfaktor 50 eller 30 så kan du gå in på Skinoms hemsida och göra deras solskyddstest. Just nu så kan du prova Skinoms solskydd och övriga hudvårdsprodukter extra förmånligt. Med koden Hälsorevolutionen 20 så får du 20% rabatt under april månad. Rabatten gäller inte på redan nedsatta varor. Gå in på skinom.com och beställ den nya generationen solskydd.
Health Revolution welcomes the glucose goddess who is transforming how we eat in a new and radical way and helping many people to find new paths to health. And right now your book Glucose Revolution, Glukosrevolutionen, is published here in Sweden by Carina's publishing house, and I have written the very positive foreword. And a couple of weeks ago we talked more in depth about glucose. Glucose spikes, what they do to us. And this week we're going to go into the very radical hacks that can transform our relationship with glucose and our bodies. Tell us a little bit, Jesse, how did you create these hacks? Where do they come from?
So when I first started learning about glucose, you know, I'm a scientist and I spent a lot of time going through all of the scientific papers that existed on the topic of glucose, glucose spikes, glucose for non-diabetics, why it matters. And I was fortunate to find that a lot of recent science had just come out, teaching us very simple things we can do to reduce our glucose spikes, reduce physical and mental health symptoms without giving up any of the foods that we love and without doing diets and stuff like that. So what I did is I took the science and I distilled out of the scientific studies 10 core principles that, to me, these principles feel like these gentle giants that you have in your life with you that are there at the right time, the right moment to avoid these glucose spikes from happening and help you heal in a very friendly and easy way. So they're summaries of the science made very accessible and easy to use.
How controversial are these concepts, would you say, in the science community?
Not controversial. All of the concepts that I share are based on many different studies, lots of clinical trials throughout the world. When you look at the history of civilization, a lot of these have actually been used for a very long time, just culturally around the world. So they make a lot of sense. The feedback that sometimes I get is like, well, we all know this. I'm like, well, actually, no, we don't know this, and it's not that obvious. So I would say controversialism is very low. However, impact is very high. And it's all about how you package and how you explain the science. And I think my genius was taking the science and turning it into these very simple step-by-step principles.
First of all, it's interesting because you do not really believe in the traditional concept of calories, which I find very refreshing. I haven't believed in them being the full truth for many years. How did you come to that conclusion?
So I first asked myself, how do we measure calories? You know, where does this even come from? And so here's how calories started being measured. Scientists would take a food, let's say, I don't know, a cookie, and they would put the cookie in a box, and then they would put this box in some water, like in a big tub of water. Then they would light the cookie on fire inside the small box, literally, and measure by how much degrees the water around the box would increase in temperature. And the temperature change of the water due to the burning of the cookie, that's how calories are measured. And that's why if you take this cookie and if you take, I don't know, a yogurt, and you compare by how much degrees they increase the water around them, you may find that they're the same calories. But that's all that a calorie is. It's a measure of temperature change of water. So calories don't tell us anything about what's in that box. What is in that food? What molecules are in that food? What that food is going to do to your body? Whether that food is going to inflame you, aid you, make you gain weight, deregulate your hormones, lead to a cravings roller coaster, create acne on your face, make you more likely to be infertile, make you more likely to have diabetes. Like, the calories don't tell you anything. It's like walking into a bookstore and saying, "Hi, I would like a 500-page book." You can't do that because two 500-page books are not at all the same. You know, they might burn in the same way and increase the temperature of water around them in the same way if they're the same size, but it doesn't tell you anything about the content.
Yeah, and about the hormonal response. Excellent analogy. So hack one is about eating foods in the right order. And why does this order matter?
So the science shows us that when you're about to have a meal, if you eat the foods in that meal in a specific order, you can reduce the glucose spike of the meal by up to 75%. So without changing what the meal is,
That's enormous, by changing the order,
it's enormous. You reduce the impact on your body. So the correct order is vegetables first, then proteins and fats, and then starches and sugars. So starting with your vegetables is very important. And the reason this works is because in vegetables, there is this substance called fiber. Fiber is amazing. We love her. She's like a superwoman. What she does is that when you have fiber first during a meal, as fiber goes from your stomach to your upper intestine, in your upper intestine, it deploys itself onto the walls of your intestine and creates this like protective mesh, this protective barrier, this protective shield, and it stays there for a few hours. And this protective shield helps your body not absorb too much glucose from the rest of the meal or too quickly. So it reduces the speed and the amount of glucose that arrives in your bloodstream. Therefore, it reduces the glucose spike. That works if the fiber is first. If the fiber is last, it does not work like this. So that's a really easy concept, and we understand the mechanisms. It makes sense culturally. You know, many countries start their meal with vegetables, or used to traditionally, no longer do it, but it was a traditional thing. So that's a very powerful one. And if you're listening and it calls you and you find it interesting, like, try it at your next meal and see how you feel. What you'll probably find is that you're eating the same food, but you're not having so much of an energy dip afterwards. You're not craving sweet foods 2 hours later, and you stay full for much longer, even though you ate the same meal.
Mm. And you eat slightly less too, because you kind of get full earlier on and you feel, you know, I've had enough. Have you noticed the same thing?
You know, you don't actually have to eat less. Like,
not by force, just by like a feeling, I'm full now. It's enough.
Yeah, I've heard that. I don't think it happens for everybody. Mm-hmm. I think for many people, they just still want to eat the same meal, but you definitely feel much more satisfied by the meal, you know? Mm-hmm. And for me, the most common feedback I get is, oh, I don't have my afternoon craving anymore. Before, I would have lunch, and then 2 hours later, I was like, oh, I want to eat like a little snack, a little something sweet. And that easily goes away when you do this. And yes, in some people, it means they overall eat less, which is also fine, but not necessary.
Hmm. So an additional way of doing this is adding a little green starter. I live in Rome, the little Italian antipasti. You have several different similar things all over the world. And I love your Mexican broccoli guy in the book. You must tell us about him.
So to write Glucose Revolution, I really wanted this to be something for my community, by my community. I wanted stories of people. I wanted, you know, examples of how the hacks work in practice, how people are using them around the world. That was really, really important to me. And so one story that I have in the chapter about starting with your veggies is the story of Gustavo, who's a wonderful man who lives in Mexico. And he understood that eating vegetables first was going to be really helpful for him, especially when he went out to dinner with his friends to the steakhouse. But he felt a bit embarrassed about going to the steakhouse with his buddies and ordering a salad first, because he was like, I don't want people to think I'm doing something weird, or I'm on a diet, or I'm just eating salad. So what he devised as a trick, which is so wonderful, is that he would make himself some broccoli at home with some hot sauce, you know, some roasted broccoli, before going out to dinner with his friends. And because the protective mesh of fiber stays in your intestine for about 2 hours, he knew he was going to be protected and his glucose levels were going to be steadier by having the broccoli before he went out. And he's actually doing incredibly well, and he's so wonderful, and I love that story. But there's many more in the book.
I think it's wonderful, too, because your tips around starting with the veggies and having the vegetable starter will actually also increase the amount of vegetables that people eat.
Absolutely.
Don't you think so, too?
Yeah, absolutely.
It becomes, and you talk about vegetable protection. I love that. It's mm-hmm. like an internal border guard, like stop.
Yeah. And so you might have heard your doctor say to you, like, eat more vegetables and exercise more. But that kind of advice is very vague and most people don't know how to apply it. And to be honest, it's kind of boring. It's like, okay, more vegetables. Like, what does that mean? And when's the best time? And what kind of vegetables? And in what combination, what moment? And so from the science, we know this is the most effective, powerful time to have your vegetables. Veggies first, and then eat your regular meal, and you'll feel very different as your glucose becomes steadier.
Another important first, it's also the first meal of the day.
Yes, very.
And if we look at breakfast in the Western world, it's a sugar feast, and you write funnily about your own Nutella excursions in your childhood and your mother's, you know, K specials. And I think it'll resonate with a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. So I grew up eating a Nutella crepe every morning from the moment I could eat food, solid food, up until I was, you know, 16. Nutella crepe every breakfast. And then I was at school and it was 10 a.m. and I was exhausted. I was starving and I just really had a hard time concentrating. And I didn't realize that this was not normal, because that had been my whole life. And for many people, having a sweet breakfast that creates a glucose spike, you don't even know what it's like to not have a spike for breakfast. Your day completely changes. Mm. You're not the same person anymore. Mm. So I recommend people really test this out. And the hack is have a savory instead of a sweet breakfast. So instead of having something sweet in the morning, have a breakfast that's built around protein and that contains nothing sweet except whole fruit if you want. And you can have starches in there, of course, but starches and sugars should not be the main character of your breakfast. It can be there for taste.
I will do some translation here for a Swedish audience. Nutella crepe, the Nutella pannkakor, and also a savory breakfast. Det betyder en salt frukost som är lite matigare snarare än en söt. It's interesting with this less carby breakfast, because it brings a different melody to the day, doesn't it? So what will you have, for instance, when you're out traveling? You're in New York right now.
I love that you said the melody. It's such a nice way to put it. It's true. And and the melody, you can almost imagine it like a curve, you know, of music. And
the glucose melody,
Exactly, exactly. And your glucose is different. So if you have a breakfast that keeps your glucose stable, your whole day your glucose is going to be steadier, right? So the sweets for breakfast creates this cravings roller coaster all day. So my favorite savory breakfasts, the easiest one I have is eggs. So either, you know, I do like a couple soft boiled eggs that I bring with me, or I have like an omelette with some feta and some tomatoes. But you can do anything and everything. You can do like a chickpea stew with tomatoes. You can do some pumpernickel bread with some smoked salmon on it. You can do a toast, you know, with pesto and ricotta and whatever. You can, if you love oats, you can definitely still have oats, but make sure that there's protein in there and fiber and fat. You can make a smoothie if it has protein powder in it. You can do Greek yogurt, you know, like some full fat dairy with maybe some nut butter and some berries. I have lots of ideas of savory breakfasts in my book, and you can compose your own. And once you go that route, you're not going to want to come back because your day is completely different. You feel so, so much better. And then if you love your sweet breakfast food, the best time to have those is as dessert after lunch or after dinner. That's when they're going to create the smallest glucose spike.
Talking about breakfast, a lot of people are doing intermittent fasting. And it's interesting with the insulin sensitivity because we're slightly more sensitive to sugar after a period of fasting. Mm-hmm. So how does this work, and how could one, should one change the breakfast? We have a lot of listeners who are doing intermittent fasting, and they write to us about this. So let's say you don't have breakfast at 7, you have breakfast, you eat something at 11 or 12, or your first meal is lunch. Mm-hmm. Should that affect what you have?
So fasting is completely fine. And if it works for your body and it makes you feel good and it doesn't feel like a stressor on your body, that's great. Fasting is good, but how you break your fast is incredibly important, almost as important as the fasting itself. Because when you're fasted, your stomach, your body is completely empty. So anything you eat will very quickly go to your bloodstream, very, very, very quickly. So it's very important that the first thing that you eat is not sweet. It's very important that the first thing you eat is salty, is savory. And if you can, start with vegetables. If you're having your first meal as lunch, start with the veggies. Make that protective mesh in your intestine so that you reduce any glucose spike. What I see often is that people fast a lot, and then the first thing they eat is like a fruit juice or a fruit smoothie or, you know, some cereal or some dried fruit, like something really sweet. And then on the glucose monitor, you can see massive, massive, massive spike, very, very high spike, then big crash. And then you start the cravings roller coaster. So how you break your fast is as important as the fasting itself.
So I was very interested to read because I've been having like a crusade against fruit smoothies for a long time. Yeah. And I could read in your book some very good arguments against the, you know, mango, banana, super smoothie taken on a fasted stomach. And here we have been getting some excellent arguments on why that can be a dessert.
Yeah, maybe, and we can talk about it a bit more because I think there's a misconception that if it comes from fruit, then it's healthy. Like that's a common belief, but it's completely wrong. And there's a few reasons for that. Like firstly, the fruit that we find today in supermarkets, they're actually not natural. The bananas, the mangoes, the oranges you see in supermarkets, they are the result of thousands of years of breeding by humans to take ancestral fruit and make them very sweet, very big, very juicy. It's like humans created chihuahuas out of wolves by breeding them. And in the same way, we created all modern fruit. And the modern fruit today is completely different to how nature intended it. And in Glucose Revolution, I have some images comparing an ancestral, original banana with a modern-day banana. Same thing for peaches, etc. And you'll be shocked to see what bananas actually are supposed to look like. Much smaller, much higher in fiber, much less sweet. So that's information number one. The fruit that you have today in supermarkets is not natural. However, if you want to eat something sweet, a piece of whole fruit is still the best thing to eat because whole fruit contains fiber. And as I mentioned, the fiber helps protect against glucose spike in your intestine. The problem becomes when you start denaturing fruit. When you juice it, you blend it, you dry it, you whatever, then you're removing the protective fiber or you're deactivating it and you're just making this big sugar bomb. And the final thing I will say, which is fascinating, is that when you ask people, what's healthier, an orange juice or a can of Coca-Cola? Everybody will say an orange juice. But the answer is not that simple because a can of Coca-Cola is basically a beetroot juice. because the sugar in the can of Coke comes from beetroot. It also comes from a plant. So if your argument is that, oh, orange juice is natural because it comes from a plant, well, Coca-Cola also is natural. It also comes from a plant. There's not one that's better.
So let's say we want to eat carbohydrates because, you know, we need energy. Let's say we want to eat oatmeal or potatoes and so forth. How should we eat them in the best possible way?
So yeah, there's lots of good reasons to eat carbs. First of all, they're delicious. Second, you know, they're cheap. They're a big part of culture. Like, I love my pasta. I don't want to give that up ever. So the best thing you can do is, so use some of the hacks in the book. For example, have a veggie starter at the beginning of all of your meals, especially if you're going to have carbs in that meal. Then make sure you add some clothing to your carbs. So make sure you're adding proteins and fats to your plate of pasta. Make sure you're adding, you know, other molecules to just those carbohydrates so they're not naked. That's really important to reduce the spike. Then you can also do the vinegar trick, which is having a bit of vinegar before you eat the carbs in a big glass of water. For example, you know, 1 tablespoon of vinegar in a big glass of water can reduce the glucose spike of a meal by up to 30%. So that's a really easy thing to do before you eat carbs. And then I would say after you eat carbs, go for a little walk. Use your muscles for 10 minutes. And that's also going to reduce the spike, reduce the consequences on your health, but still allow you to have all the pleasure from it.
So what are the molecular mechanisms behind the vinegar trick? In a lot of health farms, people have been doing apple cider vinegar for a long time. So are there scientific explanations for this?
Yes. So all vinegars, and it doesn't have to be apple cider, it can be any kind of vinegar, they all contain this molecule called acetic acid. And acetic acid is very cool, and it does a few things. The first thing it does is that it slows down how quickly carbs get turned into glucose in your stomach. So they slow down the digestion of the carbs, which is good because it means the glucose molecules arrive more slowly into your bloodstream. Second, acetic acid goes to your muscles and tells your muscles to soak up more glucose as the glucose arrives in your bloodstream. And last and final effect, acetic acid goes to your cells, and in your cells you have mitochondria. And your mitochondria are the ones responsible for energy burning. And the vinegar tells your mitochondria to burn more fat. And actually, because of this, scientists have said that vinegar is more effective at fat burning than most, you know, quote-unquote fat-burn supplements you may find on the market. So it's a really powerful thing to use. And actually, culturally, you know, vinegar has been in many cultures for super long time. And in places like in Iran, they have vinegar every day. It's just part of the culture. Mm.
And in Hungary, too, they do a lot of this apple cider vinegar.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. My husband had a friend who lived with him for a long time, and he had two habits that were slightly shocking to all of us. A, he walked around with no underpants on him, which I thought was a bit so-so. And B, he had only one food in the fridge, which was apple cider vinegar, which he drank a lot of every day. Now, this was in the end of the 80s, you know, so we were like, wow, this guy is like really special. Anyhow, so let's talk about exercise, because you talk about moving after you eat. From a glucose spike perspective, when is the best time to go to the gym or go for a walk?
Before or after you eat something high in glucose. So one of the hacks in my book is move after eating. And the hack is after your meals, use your muscles for 10 minutes. So go for a 10-minute walk, dance in your living room, go to the gym, play with your dog, whatever. And this helps reduce the glucose spike of the meal a lot. And the reason is because your muscles, like everything in your body, needs glucose for energy. And when you contract your muscles, they need more glucose. And we can use this to our advantage. If we contract our muscles after a meal, the glucose from the meal, instead of staying in your bloodstream and making a big glucose spike, it will be used by your muscles for energy. So you can significantly reduce the spike and the crash that you would normally get from that meal. This is especially powerful, from what my community reports to me, for people who have like a food coma. So people who get really tired after meals, this hack seems to very strongly counteract that effect of the glucose dip making you tired after a meal. Mm. And so to answer your question, when's the best time to go to the gym? Mm. The best time to go to the gym is after you eat your favorite, sugary or starchy snack. And if you use your muscles before eating, it also is a little bit helpful because even after working out, your muscles are still repairing and still, you know, active for an hour or two after working out.
You write in a very interesting way. I mean, the book is super interesting, but one of the things I found that made me reflect was the need for the digestive system to rest as the period after foods, the postprandial phase, is heavy on the body and pro-inflammatory. And you have very interesting examples of people who had to eat like every 90 minutes, otherwise they would crash. You know, the blood sugar curves were going like a roller coaster. What do you think about all this snacking and so in the Western world? What's this a symptom of?
It's a symptom of being on a glucose roller coaster. So because now we eat in a way that creates these big glucose spikes, our body expects this glucose hit constantly throughout the day. So you eat like a sweet breakfast, spike and crash. And so 90 minutes after your breakfast, like I had in school after my Nutella crepe, you're hungry again, you're starving, you need to eat something else, and you reach for something starchy again, and bam, you go back up and back down. And so all day, you're just continuously controlled by this system. You know, your melody is way off, like it goes up and down and up and down. And for a lot of people, they will say things like, oh, I have low blood sugar, I need to eat something. But having low blood sugar is not a condition that you're born with. You know, it's simply a symptom of being on this glucose roller coaster. It's not something you have to live with. It's something you are creating yourself with the way that you're eating. And it's completely reversible. It's also called reactive hypoglycemia. You may have heard some people being diagnosed with that. Same thing. That is just a symptom of being on the roller coaster. So because our food landscape is so full of starchy and sweet foods, and because when we eat these starchy and sweet foods, we start the roller coaster, many of us are stuck in this vortex of needing to eat all the time. But you can actually very easily just step off of this crazy roller coaster vortex thing by using the hacks. And it's very powerful. It can happen very quickly. And as a result, you retrain your body, and your body, instead of needing, you know, sugar every 90 minutes, all of a sudden you can burn fat for energy and you become metabolically flexible and you feel so much better. You're not controlled by your hunger. You don't have to have snacks in your purse when you go, you know, to the bank. Like, you're okay, you're safe, and your body can take care of you and can give you energy without relying on these snacks all the time.
So if anyone who listens here feels they are on this roller coaster with constant snacks, when you are in Sweden, you will see there are these small buns everywhere, cakes, you know. What is the best tip you can give to a person who has this need? What would you say is the one hack that is like the first path to take out of it?
There's two options for the paths, and use the one that speaks to you the most. The first path is to change your breakfast. Is to go from a sweet breakfast to a savory breakfast with lots of protein in it, because your breakfast controls the starting blocks of this roller coaster for the rest of the day. But for many people, it can be difficult to change their breakfast because, you know, they have these habits and it feels like too much. So if changing your breakfast feels like too much, do the veggies first hack. So for lunch and for dinner, add some vegetables at the beginning of your meal. That's very easy, and it will start slowly curbing this roller coaster. And if you can, do both. That's even better. And then go to the book and use all the other hacks to get to the next level. This is just the beginning.
Wonderful, wonderful. One of the most interesting things in your book, I think, is also the last chapter on the individual biology. You do an experiment with your friend eating cookies. Tell us what happens.
So both of us were wearing continuous glucose monitors, and we both ate the exact same food. And what we found is that I got a much bigger glucose spike than her when we were comparing our two curves. And so it got me very interested. I was like, why do our spikes look so different? What does it mean? It turns out that depending on your body, depending on how tired you are, how hydrated you are, your microbiome, what time of the month you're in, your muscle mass, like all these different factors will influence how big or how small your glucose spike looks. And because of all these variables, you cannot compare two people's curves and say, oh, you know, you're healthier than me because your curve is smaller. You cannot say that because there's way too many things coming into play. What you can say, though, is that if both me and my friend before eating, I think it was cookies and ice cream, before eating the cookies and ice cream, if we had both used one of my glucose hacks, both of our curves would have been smaller because the hacks work in everybody. And that's what's most interesting and important. And so if you're just starting out on your glucose journey, what I recommend is start with the hacks. And then if you want to go further, find a glucose monitor, put it on, and then you will be able to fine tune which foods might work best for you, for your microbiome, for your body. But you don't need one to start. And that's important because the shape of your curve is not going to tell you so much. The hacks will make you feel better. And that's the first thing you'll notice. Hmm.
So you are helping a lot of people right now. What is your mission now forward? Where is your next goal?
So right now I've been working on the glucose Instagram and the book. So it's been about, you know, a 4-year journey. I want to take this message to other platforms. So I want to find other ways to share this information. Maybe it's on TV, maybe it's doing podcasts, maybe it's doing an online course, maybe it's doing specific books for like children or fertility issues or people who do fasting. And like, I think there's so many more avenues to go, and I'm not going to stop until everybody knows this. Like, I'm not going to stop until people say, we know we should eat our food in the right order. This is not new. Like, we know this. It's just like drink enough water and get some vitamin D. Like, I want it to be as common and as integrated into the way we live as that. That's my goal.
Can I just add two questions? Mm-hmm. I'm so inspired by your conversation, and I'm so proud to welcome you to Stockholm next week, where we have a lot of interesting and exciting meetings. I'm very curious because you are now touring the world almost, because this book, The Right, sold to, is it 38 countries or is it even more now? 38 yes. countries. So how do you apply your way of eating when you're on different planes and the way to an airport or to a meeting all the time? Because and people today are living such stressful lives, even if you're not a best-selling author. So how are you succeeding in living this way?
Well, the good news is the hacks are easy, and that if I want to have energy, feel good, like I'm obviously going to do them. It's even more important when you have a busy, stressful life because they help you. They help you cope. They help you thrive. They help you perform better. They help you just feel better. So for me, it's become just very easy. You know, I don't even think about it. I don't even want to not do the hacks anymore. So for example, to give you an idea, like in the morning, let's say, you know, it's a day where I have to travel to another city, another country. I will always have my savory breakfast. That's the most important thing for me because it sets you up for your whole day, especially when you're traveling and you're moving around. There's food all around you. You could have cravings on the airplane at the airport. So it's extra important to keep your glucose levels steady. So I'll have, you know, my favorite omelet or some sort of other savory breakfast. Then while I'm traveling, if I want to eat sweet foods, I'll always make sure to put some clothes on them, which is one of the hacks. So I will never eat like sugar on an empty stomach. That's very important. And then in the evening, usually I love having like a bigger meal in the evening with some carbs and stuff. And so for that meal, I'll always make sure to have my veggie starter first, then the rest of the meal. If I'm around vinegar, which thankfully is in most kitchens wherever you go, mm-hmm. I'll have a vinegar mm-hmm. drink before dinner. Mm-hmm. So I think what you find is that when you start the hacks, like they are not challenging, they're not stressful, they don't ask you to have a lot of willpower. They just become like obviously the right thing to do and the easy thing to do and the thing that's going to help you the most. So to me, they become very simple and easy.
And how has the success of the book transformed your life?
I feel like I'm finally where I was supposed to be, honestly. I feel like I'm able to use, you know, my talents of science communication, creativity. I'm able to use this as a service of a really good message. And of course, it's challenging, you know, when you carry something like this. But I also get to affect so many people's lives. And I think the biggest thing that has happened is that I'm getting more and more messages, more and more feedback from people who say, this has changed my life. This has healed my diabetes. I was able to get pregnant. Like, so it's good. It feels good. I don't know yet. I think maybe I don't have enough perspective yet because it's so recent. You know, the book came out only last year.
It's happening right now. Yeah,
it's happening. So let's talk in a few years and I'll tell you more.
But you are shining. I mean, you are like...
Thank you.
Yeah, glowing.
Thank you, Karina.
So, thank you. I'm looking forward so much to meet you next week. Yeah.
Me too. I'm so excited. You have to take me around Stockholm and show me all the wonderful things.
Absolutely.
Yay.
Absolutely.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
Denna vecka har vi ett betalt samarbete med Bosch som precis har kommit ut med sin nya köksmaskin serie 6. Och jag har ju alltid älskat att baka och har tänkt att jag vill baka lite oftare eftersom det gör mig så glad. Och nu har jag hittat ett sätt som gör det både enklare och smidigare.
Vad kul! Och vad ska du baka för något?
Ja, men igår så testade jag att baka bananbröd som jag gillar väldigt mycket eftersom det även är ganska hälsosamt. Jag hade i valnötter och inte så mycket socker som det står i receptet. Och först tänkte jag att det skulle vara krångligt att baka med en bakmaskin, för det har jag aldrig gjort innan. Och jag skulle sätta ihop olika delar, trodde jag. Men så var det inte, utan... Jag känner redan att serie 6 är en pålitlig vän i köket, för det var faktiskt väldigt enkelt.
Ja, vi är ju lite lika där, Karina. Tycker ibland att det är jobbigt med för mycket bruksanvisningar av teknisk karaktär, men den här gången var det kul.
Ja, Bosch serie 6 är en väldigt snygg och cool köksmaskin, bara en sån sak. Den levereras ihopsatt och det är inte svårt att förstå hur man ska komma igång. Jag håller fortfarande på att utforska alla funktioner och automatiska program. Bland annat så har den smarta sensorer som gör bakningen enklare genom att den känner av när det du bakar har perfekt konsistens. Och därtill så har den en unik 3D-mixning som efterliknar handknådning och fångar upp alla ingredienser så att inget lämnas kvar i botten av skålen, vilket ju kan vara irriterande annars. Ja, jag får återkomma lite närmare till just den funktionen när jag bakar bröd nästa gång.
Eller om jag ska baka kanelbullar, det var ju länge sedan.
Jag vet ju, det gillar ju du, det är ju väldigt gott. Och det här med 3D-mixningen låter ju väldigt spännande. Hur ofta funderar man inte på om degen verkligen blir genomarbetad när det står knåda väl i receptet, eller hur?
Ja, precis. Och för mig är det viktigt att det är enkelt att lyckas med bakningen för att jag ska liksom dra igång ett bakprojekt. Och jag tycker att serie 6 gör bakningen ännu mer lustfylld genom att den är så enkel att hantera. Det gäller bara att välja program och sen kan man luta sig tillbaka medan maskinen gör jobbet. Eller varför inte fixa köket medan degen knådas?
Låter perfekt. Bors nya serie 6 finns att köpa redan nu hos Power. Och där kan man även få mer info om köksmaskinen. Och vi återkommer snart med mer inspiration och berättar hur det går med Carinas vårbakning. Ja, det var glukosgudinnan igen som alltså har skrivit boken Glukosrevolutionen som nu finns ute i bokhandeln. Och hon talar om att äta lite mindre mängd kolhydrater och att framförallt äta dem smartare ihop med fett och proteiner, det hon kallar att klä på sina kolhydrater, och att använda mer vinäger. Där vinägerns ättiksyra, det som gör en sur, alltså påverkar amylaset i munnen så att glukos bryts ner långsammare och påverkar musklernas förmåga och dammsuga upp glukoset från blodomloppet och få in det i muskulaturen där det lagras som näring till nästa promenad eller session på gymmet. Ja, hur omvandlar man den här kunskapen till mat? Eller hur? Det är ju biokemi, Carina.
Ja, men verkligen. Det här är ju en biokemist vi har lyssnat till nu.
Precis. Jo, jag tänkte att vi skulle hitta ett härligt recept med senap som får bli veckans krydda. Ja, det här receptet har allt som Jesse efterlyser och är dessutom oerhört gott och enkelt att göra. Köp 4 makrillfiléer, ta 1 deciliter majonnäs, se gärna till att den är gjord på raps eller olivolja, alltså inte på solrosolja för rätt fettprofil. 2 stora matskedar dijonsenap och 2 teskedar vitvinsvinäger. Värm ett stekjärn med lite ekosmör i. Lägg ner makrillfiléerna i stekjärnet, stek skinnsidan först och sen andra sidan, brukar ta ungefär 3 minuter på varje sida. Och så gör en sås, blanda senap, majonnäs, vitvinsvinäger. Och om du vill äta på glukosdrottningens sätt så tar du en liten grönsallad före med dressing. Och så äter du den här fisken med sin goda sås och sen dina kolhydrater. Då har man fått en riktig glukosdrottningsmåltid. Glukosrevolution, vad tror du om det?
Gud vad gott det där lät,
det
verkligen.
Gott. Ja. Det är gott och enkelt. Mm. Du, vad har du för favorithacks här av...
Ja, men alltså det är ju den här extra gröna förrätten som jag tycker är så enkel att addera. Vare sig du äter hemma. Och jag tar lite bladspenat och gör en liten vinägrett till. Mm. Kanske om jag är hungrig redan 5 också. Mm. Eller och väntar, då tar jag med mig den till skrivbordet. Och så äter jag min lilla förrätt då.
Smart.
Och så himla gott också. Mm. Och sen är det ju att ta en promenad efter maten, tror jag. Det är ju supersmart också. Man ångrar aldrig en promenad efter middagen. Mm. Det är så härligt att komma ut även så här års och få liksom se, ja men kanske lite stjärnor i bästa fall eller gå den där promenaden runt kvarteret och istället för bara sjunka ihop i soffan. Mm. Men jag tycker att det är att, sen gillar jag liksom hela tilltalet i boken som är personligt men också det är möjligt för de allra flesta
nolldömande
att göra detta. Ja, det är verkligen enkla, smarta genvägar till att må bättre.
Ja, och jag tycker så mycket om hennes tillåtande att det är smörgåsbordet igen. Ja. Kan det här vara något för dig? Kanske det här för dig. Men,
och du då? Vilken är din favorit?
Alltså det är väldigt intressant, för att jag sa att jag håller på att lära mig mycket om det här. Mm. Och jag har märkt att även ganska små mängder sött till frukost spikar mitt blodsocker av, även bär.
Ja.
Så att gå mer och mer mot, hon talar om savory breakfast, alltså en salt frukost som inte har så mycket kolhydrater alls.
Mm.
Utan gå mot nästan det som man skulle kalla LCHF, alltså low carb, high fat.
Mm.
Mycket ägg, mer fett, nötter, yoghurt, sådana grejer och massor med grönsaker. Jag mår otroligt bra det hela dagen sen.
Ja, samma här.
Och slipper den här 4, gud allting svajar, jag måste nog ha te med honung och kanske någon... Litet äpple, även om jag äter det med mandlar och så vidare. Jag bara känner liksom, jag blir som en sån här lugn örn som bara flyger, bara ligger så här.
Lugn örn,
ja, det vill man vara. Jo, men du vet när man bara vingarna
ja,
ut.
Ja, jag bara svävar.
Ja, då ligger man på fettförbränningen.
Ja.
Och då, där mår man så jäkla bra alltså, istället för att ligga i det här Himalaya.
Nej, vi känner ju redan att den här boken har blivit en riktig snackis. Och det är så himla roligt att få ge ut den på svenska. Och att du har skrivit förordet, Maria. Och att vi gör...
Ja, men det gör jag med hjärtat, verkligen. Ja, och huvudet.
Och att hjärnan. Vi ger ut den i samarbete med podden. Ja. Glukosrevolutionen plus hälsorevolutionen.
Ska du skaffa dig en mätare nu, Carina?
Ja, det har inte kommit än. Men jag är ju lite nålrädd då. Men jag är väldigt nyfiken... På detta. Jag känner ju, det ska vi ju säga, när man hör talas om boken så kan man ju tro, jaha, då måste man ha en glukosmätare. Och det måste man
absolut
ju inte alls,
inte.
Utan hela boken är skriven för att liksom få med sig hennes kunskap och de bästa knepen, genvägarna i vardagen.
Mm.
Sen så är det ju, ja.
Om man känner för det.
Nästa liksom överkurs kan man nästan kalla det ju. Och hittills, det är ju lite svårt då att få tag på, i alla fall på ett någorlunda billigt sätt. De är ganska dyra än så länge,
de
eller hur?
De är ganska dyra och det är på experimentstadiet i många fall. Mm. Jag ska säga det också, för när jag har lagt upp det här på Instagram så har jag fått några mammor till barn med diabetes 1. Som ju är en mycket tuff sjukdom för ett barn att hantera. Som har skrivit, hur kan du gå runt med det här nu? Det som våra barn har för att kämpa för sitt liv. Och jag tycker det är viktigt att säga att man har liksom den djupaste respekt för vad de här barnen och familjerna går igenom.
Mm.
Men det här är alltså glukosmätare som på inget sätt går ut över de här familjens hälsa.
Mm.
Och sen har också flera föräldrar skrivit till mig och sagt att vad bra att du populariserar det här. Nu kommer det bli ökat intresse kring de här frågorna.
Mm. Ja.
Minskad stigmatisering, att man måste gå och mäta. Så, och vi tjänar alla, oavsett på om vi har diabetes i familjen eller inte, på att veta mer om vad som sker inne i vår kropp.
Mm.
För det har ju varit black box som Jesse pratade om.
Och det är ju det som jag också tar med mig från boken. Och det säger Jesse ofta, att det är att man ska komma i bättre kontakt med sin egen kropp. Lyssna på sin kropp. Känna, det här var bra.
Ja.
Det här gjorde mig trött. Det här gav mig mer energi.
Lära sig förstå sin individuella. Och det är samma som jag går med en sån här ring som mäter min sömn. Och det finns ju människor som inte sover någonting någon gång. Men de mår ju inte bättre av att jag inte vet något om min sömn.
Nej, nej, nej.
Så att det
nej,
liksom det... är... Jag tror att vi mår alla bra av om det här kan göras på vettiga sätt. Sen är det ett individuellt val. För oss som är friska har man naturligtvis diabetes 1 till exempel, eller mycket svår diabetes 2, så är det någonting man måste göra heltid. Men jag tror att den här kunskapen kommer att gynna alla. Mm. Det blir som ett tidvatten, det kommer gynna alla båtar på sikt.
Ja, det är fantastiskt.
Ja. Och här har vi fått många fantastiska hacks av Jessie, och hon har ju också många diabetiker som följer hennes poster på Instagram och får mycket hjälp.
Ja.
Tack för att du ville lyssna. Har du frågor till Jesse om blodsocker eller till oss som podden, hör gärna av dig.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.